Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to Higher Ground Financial Group. Imran Rasby and Daniel Rasby, I go by Raz. And we're here to talk to you about risk, fees, and taxes, how it affects your assets, your income, your wealth, and what ways you can avoid that, right?
Yes. So our website is riskfeestaxes.com. I am a tax attorney, and we'd be happy to schedule a free video call with you if you want to go to riskfeestaxes.com. And Raz, we had a client just the other day that had a property.
Yeah, we were at a dinner seminar, and this dentist was there. And we talked about a CRUT and how to avoid capital gains tax and so forth. And he was ticked. He was not happy. He had a CPA. He had an attorney. He had just sold his dentist practice for $3 million. And he ended up paying 32% in capital gains tax.
How is that? It said capital gains should only be 20%, right?
20% plus
estates, the local, the excise tax. And it ended up being about 32%.
32%. So really, $1 million of his $3 million went to taxes. He was not happy about that. And especially after hearing our dinner seminar, we did dinner seminar, we explained how this works. So let's talk about that. So if you want to sell something,
what could he have done? Because it was too late in his case. He'd already sold the business.
Right.
So what he could have done is we could have set up a special trust called a CRUT, a charitable remainder unit trust. He could donate, maybe not all of the business, maybe some of the business. Let's say he donated half of the business. So $1.5 million he donated to the charitable remainder trust. That would have given him a tax deduction, income tax deduction, of about $750,000 based on his age. So that's half of the value of what he contributed. So then the other $1.5 million that he had left, that he'd have to pay capital gains on still.
So he eliminated the capital gains at 1.5. So that 32% on that 1.5, which would have been $500,000, gone. He doesn't have to pay that $500,000.
And the other $500,000 that he has to pay in tax, well, his deduction can offset that. So now he doesn't pay any tax.
Well, the $750,000 goes against that $1.5 million sale. So that other part, the $1.5 million goes down to
$750,000.
So now his capital gains is only on $750,000 instead of $3 million.
And that means a lot. It's a lot less tax bracket, and the total tax is a lot less. So he might only pay a couple hundred thousand dollars in taxes to altogether instead of something like $1 million in taxes.
Yep. So he didn't pay the capital gains, and he gets an income. So out of that $1.5 million, what does he get?
So the charitable trust, it does have to go to charity when he dies, but while he's still alive, he gets that income, and that's 5% of the value of the trust. And if he starts with $1.5 million, that's $75,000 that he's getting every year as a guaranteed pension for the rest of his life. So not only does he avoid 80% of the capital gains, something like $800,000 of capital gains, he also gets this income, $75,000 a year for the rest of his life, and he still has the $1.3 or $1.4 million left over from the sale. That's all after-tax money. So that would have been a much better situation for him.
So without us, he got about $2 million. With us, he got about $1.3 million plus a $75,000 income, which values at another $1.5 million. So he actually ended up with a lot more money.
And he was able to leave $1.5 million to charity after all that. So even though he had almost as much money after taxes as he had before,
and more,
and the income, which makes it a lot more,
right?
Then he still leaves this big amount to charity. And if it's for a family foundation, if it's a family charity that his kids are able to run, they can use that for charitable purposes and make an impact for many generations, even after he's passed away.
And how does it benefit them? It benefits them by them being involved in charitable works, helping other people. It makes them feel good about themselves. And it also helps them be able to rub elbows with other wealthy people and raise funds and have opportunities that they might otherwise not have had being involved in a charity.
So what if you're not in the position of selling your business for $3 million? What if you're like many people and you might have bought a rental property quite a long time ago and you thought it was a good idea at the time and you had some good years and then you had some years where tenants didn't pay you at all and it was a nightmare. And after all this year, it's been like almost 30 years, You've also used up all your depreciation, so now you can't depreciate anymore. And you know now if you sell it, you're going to have to pay all this tax, because not only you have the capital gains on the growth, you also have the depreciation recapture, which could even be at income tax levels. There's lots of choices that you have. Well, you could buy another property.
And then 1031 exchange, right?
1031 exchange, as long as you buy one.
But does that eliminate the capital gains?
No, it defers it. It postpones it.
So you actually have to buy a bigger property that has more value, because if you have $300,000 of depreciation that you're taking on this property, that $300,000 depreciation transfers to the other property. So for the other properties only worth $300,000, you really haven't done anything.
And so that's one option, but you also may be at the point where you don't want to keep this property. You don't want to even replace it with another one. You say, I'm done with rental properties.
So what about, I heard of this thing called a deferred sales trust or trust?
Yeah, so deferred sales trust, either a Delaware statutory trust or a deferred sales trust. There's a couple of different ways to do it. And you can basically spread out the capital gains over many years.
How many years?
It could be many years. There's a lot of different ways to set it up. So it could be just a few years, could be a lot longer. But either way, you're still paying all those capital gains.
So you're paying it a little at a time over many years. So you may not get pushed into the 20% or 30% tax bracket. It might only be 15%. Or if you've done proper planning, it might be 0% if your capital gains is less than the $96,000 income.
Exactly. So a DST may help you. And the other way you could do it, though, is you can do the CRUT, like we talked about a few minutes ago, a charitable remainder unit trust. So let's say your property is worth $500,000 and you want to donate that property to the trust. If you're 65 years old, you're probably going to get a deduction of somewhere around $222,000. So not only do you avoid all of the capital gains, they are still technically due, but they're deferred indefinitely. And they're deferred so long that the only person that owes them is the charity, but the charity doesn't owe tax anyway, so then they don't.
Right.
But it is still built in there. So you take the $500,000 house, you donate it to the CRUT. The CRUT then sells the house with no capital gains due. Then the CRUT purchases a pension that's going to give you 5% again for the rest of your life. So that's $25,000 a year. Now you do pay tax on that each year, but you don't pay any tax on this transfer. And you get this $222,000 tax deduction. So you can take that deduction and go over to an IRA and make it Roth without paying any taxes.
Wow.
So not only can you get rid of the capital gains on this property, you can get rid of the property itself, so it's not a nightmare or headache anymore. You can get a more consistent income of $25,000 a year in this case for the rest of your life. And that you have a charity that's now going to get this $500,000. And you've made your IRA Roth using this tax deduction. So it could put you in a really, really good spot. Now, the only downside, if you want to call it a downside, is, well, first of all, it's irrevocable. This type of trust is irrevocable. Once you start it,
you can't change your mind.
Can't change your mind. And because the beneficiary is a charity, or the remainder goes to a charity, that means it's not going to your kids. So if this is money that you earmarked to give to your kids when you passed away, then that wouldn't work so well. But if it was money that was for your kids, well, that means you may not be needing it for income either. And if you're now generating this $25,000 a year in income, you could take that income and buy life insurance for more than $500,000, might even be $1 million. So this way, the kids get $1 million tax-free, your church gets $500,000, and you avoid the capital gains, you get rid of the rental property, and you make your IRA Roth without any taxes. So it works out for everybody except for the IRS.
Yeah, but Daniel, you know, I'm pretty old. I mean, getting life insurance at my age at 65, I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, a lot of expensive. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think so, and usually it is more expensive to buy life insurance when you're older than it is when you're younger. But usually the leverage is such that it still makes sense, and it still is a lot more death benefit than your total contributions. So if you use that example, you're putting $25,000 every year into the life insurance, you might have $1 million death benefit by the time you pass away, and that could be a lot more. It could be twice what you end up putting into that policy, maybe even three times what you end up putting into that policy. Just because it's not as good leverage as it is when you're 30 doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to do. And a lot of our clients, even at 60, 65, even 70 years old, have done these plans where it maximizes, for legacy purposes, what they can leave to the kids.
So life insurance is still the most efficient way to transfer assets from one generation to another generation, if you can qualify. So that's the key. So it's not only, it's going to be more expensive, yes, but it's still worth it. You have to qualify, though. You have to be healthy. If you're not healthy, you may not be able to get insurance.
Well, what if I have like this high blood pressure or something? Is that good?
No, usually that's fine. The things that they're looking for is cancer within the last few years, diabetes or sleep apnea that is uncontrolled or things like that.
And that's the key, uncontrolled. Because sometimes even with diabetes that's controlled, you can still get approved. Don't automatically assume that you can't get life insurance or that you won't be a good rate. Let us take a look and find out for you. It's worth finding out because it doesn't cost anything to fund.
It doesn't obligate you either. Yeah. You can apply. It doesn't mean you have to take it. So if you apply and the insurance company comes back with a ridiculous offer, you don't have to take it, or you have to come back with the best offer. And you decide, nah, it's not for me. It's still no obligation to take it. So the whole idea is, does it make sense? Yes, it can, depending on what you want to do. If you really want it as a legacy, life insurance still is probably a really good way to leave it.
And that same thing applies if you, maybe you don't have a property you're trying to sell, but maybe you have a lot of money in IRAs and your plan is to leave these IRAs to your kids. And you remember that back in the day, you inherited an IRA from your parents and you were able to stretch out those taxes over your entire lifetime. It's called a stretch IRA. Your kids will not be able to do that because those rules have changed. And that is not one of the tax rules that it looks like it's on the table for the new administration to change back. So the stretch IRA is gone. That means they have to pay all those tax within 10 years. And it's not a good situation. So IRAs are one of the, and 401ks, they're one of the worst possible things to leave to your kids right now. It's much better if they're tax-free. And most people think, okay, well, I'll pay the tax and make it Roth. Roth is good, but life insurance is better if it's for legacy purposes.
Right.
If it's for your own money to spend during your lifetime, then Roth is better. If you're going to leave it to kids, then life insurance is better if you can qualify. And when we schedule an appointment and meet with us, you'll be able to do, we can do a calculation for you and tell you exactly which one's better for you and how much more it could save you in taxes doing one or the other.
Riskfeestaxes.com. Just go to our website, make an appointment, talk to us, ask questions, and find out if it makes sense. Because the whole idea is get the information, make decisions based on good information, not bad information.
So the unique strategy that you may have heard that you haven't heard about before is the CRUT, the Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. And that is a great strategy for getting rid of those capital gains in a legal way so that they don't have to pay the capital gains.
One of the questions we get a lot is, can I put my IRA in a CRUT?
Well, no, you can't put an IRA in a CRUT. You got to pay the tax first and then
right now. So think about this. Well, the CRUT is really designed to eliminate or minimize capital gains. So anything you're going to have to pay capital gains on and you want to sell, whether it's highly appreciated stock that you really want to sell, or whether it's real estate or a business that's got a lot of capital gains, that's really what goes into a CRUT to avoid the capital gains and to have a tax deduction. With an IRA, it's tax deferred. You got to pay income tax. That is not going to be something that goes into a CRUT. It just doesn't work.
But using the CRUT for the tax deduction, that deduction can then go over to your IRA and change that to Roth or to life insurance potentially. So there are a lot of different strategies you can use. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Talk to Daniel and Raz. Meet with actual tax attorneys to get good advice to minimize risk, fees, and taxes. So again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.